Collective Minds Radio.
Stand on your square, we on the earth, we about to earn it out. Tune in and turn it up to hear what we talking about, whether it's old or a new point. Call in with your viewpoint and add to our collective of colorful perspective. The brothers, word to the mothers of the queens and the kings. We gon' get into some things, dig deep and going deeper, waking up the sleeper. Who be been the keeper? Yeah, your boy done found a keeper. See, we talking.
It is what it is.
Peace, peace. What up, fam? We are back. This is your brother, Brother Kev, a.k.a. Cosmic Kev.
And this is Rigel.
Hotep, Mabarigani, and Assalamu Alaikum, Mufasa Ra.
And we are Collective Minds Radio, and we are back again, family, hopefully to share some constructive dialogue with you. We here at Collective Minds, we ain't all got to think alike, but we all have to think. So, yeah, family, we back. You know, it's we coming down to the last month of the year. This is 2020 has been an, man, phenomenal year. It's been an extraordinary year. It's just been a lot going on this year. So, you know, we've been having some dynamic shows. We appreciate the family. Thank you to all the supporters and callers that call in each week. We definitely appreciate you all. And, yeah, we here. We look forward to another show. We kind of took another direction. So tonight we're going to have, you know, a light show for the family. We're going to talk about some relationship issues. And, yeah, we're going to get it in like that. So hit us up. Collective Minds is not a spectator sport. The number is 929-477-1697. And before we get started, first, Queen Rigel, how was your week? And do you have any announcements for us?
I had a great week. No announcements, of course, but I did have a great week. I guess that is an announcement. Hello?
All right. Yes, indeed. Yeah. And my brother Mufasa, right? No, we here. We here. You're like, hello? Give me one second. We here. Right. Brother Mufasa, how was your week, my brother? And did you got any announcements for us?
Hey, I had a good week as well. You know, shout out to Young Jeezy and Gucci Mane for putting on a spectacular show for us Thursday. Mm-hmm. They versus battle. If ain't nobody aware, they do this thing on Instagram called Versus, where they put different entertainers up against each other. Like, this was a rap battle this Thursday with Gucci Mane and Young Jeezy. They went as far as to having Patti LaBelle battling Gladys Knight. So this go across the spectrum. So y'all got to check that out.
Right.
Versus.
That's right.
Check it out on Instagram or YouTube. But Gucci Mane and Young Jeezy put together a good epic battle for myself. I'm from that era, that genre of music. So even though I'm striving to do better, the boys still got a little gut in them. And they was tapping into my gutter chakras. So it was cool. It was fun. I appreciated it. I enjoyed it. So, shout out to them brothers for that. And they showed how grown men can solve a beef or disagreement between each other. So that was special as well.
That's
after the murder.
That's right, yeah. Yeah, but it was a lot of what they call, you know, teachable
after
moments.
After the murder, and they humbled themselves and was so appreciative of each other after the murder.
Well, hey, it's unfortunate, that somebody had to lose their life and all that, but again, they persevered and showed that, yeah, you can reconcile some beef or some issues you have with somebody and do it for the collective, for the culture. You know what I'm saying? Like Jeezy, Jeezy said in the battle, he like, bro, this ain't about me. This ain't about you. You know, this for the culture, which is, that's respectable. You know what I'm saying? That was pretty dope. And like you said, we fans of that culture. We come from that era. So it was good, you know, to see them brothers come together for the culture. And it don't be no drama, no beef. And, you know, two black men just getting along who previously had beef. You know what I'm saying? So, that was a great thing. That was a great look. You dig? Just one quick announcement for the family. You know, we got this COVID 2.0 lockdown that's coming. If you're not aware, you know, most restaurants, the dine-in is closing. Most schools, they say after Thanksgiving, they going to, you know, strictly virtual, you know, for a lot of schools and a lot of things. So, you know, this winter, I just want to tell the family, you know, keep your head up, you know, be grateful and thankful for the things that you got. I would even suggest to stop watching the news because the news is just trauma and fear-based. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of fear-based. They're telling you the death, cases count's going up, the death count's going up everywhere you turn. So if you can unplug from the matrix, and part of unplugging is just turn off the news for a second, a day or two, a week or whatever, just to give yourself a mental break, because the fear and the trauma from all that fear-mongering, that's doing more damage than the COVID would ever do. You know what I'm saying? If you get all that cases and get all that negative energy in your head, that can do more damage than the actual virus. You know what I'm saying? So unplug from the matrix. Enjoy time with the fam. Enjoy, you know, do something that you enjoy, you know, while we got this lockdown. And just, you know, be grateful for the things that you got. And don't feed into all that fear-mongering and number cases going up and so on and so forth. Don't do that, fam. It's easy just to unplug, take care of yourself, you know, take the necessary safety precautions and all that, and just do what you do. Live your life. Viruses, diseases, people dying, that stuff has been around forever. It's not going nowhere. You know, we live in a situation where people live, people die, and it is what it is. The best thing you can do is protect yourself, enjoy every moment, and, you know, like I say, be grateful for what you got and don't focus on what you don't have. So I just wanted to put that out there because I know they've been ramping up the COVID cases and Biden talking about it's going to be a dark winter and all this type of stuff going on. So, they want to get people in that space to where they're fearful. That way they're easily controlled, in my opinion. So, you know, just keep that in mind and try to unplug from the matrix for a minute. And with that being said, family, at Collective Minds, like I say, we are doing a 180 this show. We gonna keep it light. We gonna keep it fun with this one because we are talking about relationships. And when it comes to
a relationship, I don't know about all that light talk.
Right, I feel you.
Well, we gonna keep it fun.
Yeah, we gonna keep it fun. There you go. We'll keep it fun. So, you know, we usually do politics. We do, you know, religion. We do a lot of things here at Collective Minds. But today we're doing relationships. And we are talking about in a breakup, what is more important? Is it why you breaking up or is it how you're going to break up? So, you know, this is a relationship topic. And this was inspired actually from a conversation that our brother Mufasa and Queen Rigel had. And as we go into it, you know, maybe they can start off by telling, you know, how this particular conversation got started, and we could just go in and give us a call. Let us know what you think. The number is 929-477-1697. So I just actually, and then we'll let Mufasa start off and let us know, you know, how did this conversation come about, and what do you think is more important when it comes to a breakup, as far as the how the breakup occurred, and or how the breakup will go, and why, you know, the breakup even happened in the first place. So just give us, you know, give us a background and let us know what you think, brother.
All right. I get a background, and then if Roger want me to go ahead in, I go in. If she want to go first, she can. But the backdrop.
There you go.
Just keep it going.
I'm going to keep it funky. So the backdrop of this is we've had this kicked off probably 4 years ago. We had this conversation amongst ourselves, which led into us doing a blog talk show titled, you know, if your mate was incarcerated for 5 years, would you stay, be loyal and stay with him, or is it fair for you to separate? So that's kind of how this kicked off. You know, at that time, you know, I was on the end of saying, hey, if you went into that relationship, and that, I mean, that person, your mate, male or woman, if that was if they went into prison on good terms with you in a relationship and everything was nice and copacetic, y'all loved each other, then you should be loyal enough to give that person the opportunity to come home and, you know, keep y'all relationship going. Roger was on the other end. She was like, you know, hey, at any time,
hey, don't even,
if I don't want business no more,
on the other side.
Don't speak for me. I'm gonna say my piece, and then I'm gonna let you speak.
Go.
You told me go ahead, keep it funky. So I'm gonna go ahead and keep it funky. And I'm gonna pass the mic to you.
I want you to speak for me.
While you threw that glass of wine, I sidestepped that joker. But anyway, back to what I was saying. So Queen Raiju, on the other hand, was like, "Nah, if that joker go to jail, I'm out the door. I ain't got time to be waiting around on no dude. Blah, 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 blah. Cold hearted." I was going to go low. I'm not going to go low. I'm not going to go low.
I did not say those things.
So she definitely said it's open. The relationship can end. I was saying, nah, you should be loyal. Wait for that person to come home. Fast forward to this conversation, because we was talking about it again, and we came up with this topic. We didn't want to discuss about prison no more. We said, well, you know, how about if it's just a regular relationship? You know, if you're in a good relationship, you know, well, what's more important? The how you breaking up or the why you breaking up? So I said it is the why. Because if you truly love someone, you're in a relationship with someone, and you truly care about this person and love this person, and they just come home one day and tell you, hey, you know, sweetheart, this ain't working out. I want to do something different, and, I want to move on. I would think that if you really cared enough about that person, you would want to say, hey, well, hold on, well, okay. I respect your decision, but why do you want to do this? Like, was it something I did? Did I do something wrong? Because if I did something wrong, I want to know, well, what I did. Maybe we can correct this and stay together. So that's how I feel. And then after we discuss why we're breaking up, if we can't come to an agreement, okay, now we can sit down and say, okay, this ain't going to work. It's time. Yeah, we should separate. Now we can discuss how we're going to go about doing it. So that's my stance with it. The why is more important. I put more emphasis on the why than the how. I think you at least owe each other enough. You owe your mate enough to at least tell them why you want out the decision. And on the other hand, you should be at least concerned enough to say why you want to end this. We've been kicking. We've been rocking. We've been doing good. Like, what's up? There's something I did. You find somebody else. What's going on? I would think that would be enough love and consideration for each other to do that. And I will pass the mic right there.
All right. Yes, indeed. You said a lot. I know Roger was over there taking notes. He's like, look, I got some notes. I did not say that or that or that. No. But, yeah, so, okay, we got one on the wide side. So, family, if you're just joining us, this is Collected Minds. We are talking about relationship breakups. You know, what's more important, the why you're breaking up or the how you're going to break up. And, again, this conversation was inspired by a conversation that our brother Mufasa and Queen Raja was having, stemming from a previous show. So we decided to, you know, continue that conversation, but ask a different type of question, you know, as it relates to relationships. So, Queen Raja, you can go in. I'm going to just give you the floor, and you can just go in and speak your piece and set Brother Mufasa straight if he got you, you know, if he ain't represent you right. Set him straight.
Yeah. He got me twisted.
Yeah.
He said,
he got you messed up.
He got me all the way twisted up wrong. But no, I know Mufasa.
I ain't gonna say nothing. I'm gonna keep my jug of wine sitting on the side right now. It's just beside the church.
But no, actually, I'm not gonna go all the way into it because there's no need to. But basically,
what?
Everything that Mufasa said that I said about the previous topic was just totally incorrect. There's no need to address everything he said.
You gotta address it because we have time. And this is what the show is about, so you got to set it straight. Otherwise, you know, the listeners may believe what Brother Mufasa was saying was accurate. So you got to break
it
down for the family. Yeah, if he didn't represent.
Well, I was just going to get – that was a sub-discussion. I was just going to get to the topic at hand. But if it means that much, you guys think it's that important, then I don't mind just kind of hitting some little bullet points on that. But
the previous topic
that we had about whether or not if a mate went to jail for 5 years, should you wait or should you move on? My position on that is this. Everybody simply has the right to do what they want to do. As long as it's done respectfully toward the parties that's involved. That being said, if a person goes to jail who's in a relationship, at any time, any one of the individuals can choose to leave the relationship. It's how you do it. And that's what sparked this question that we're posing today. It is the how that's more important for me. We heard Mufasa, his take is it is the why. For me, it is the how. The why is secondary. That's the most secondary emotional stuff. If you are that attached emotionally to the individual, then, yeah, it's natural to may want to know why, but it's secondary. The choice is made once the one individual, whomever it is, the man or the woman, says, I don't want to be in this relationship anymore. That's it. That's fine. It's over. It's done. I'm not going to begin to try, because what Mufasa is suggesting, when you have this secondary conversation, maybe you guys can stay together. So it's his desire to maybe want to stay within the relationship, you know. But if a person don't want to be in the relationship, I think it's actually very I think it's a great thing that the other individual is understanding enough to say, hey, okay, I respect what you want. Peace. You know, we can separate because, like I said on the previous topic as well, you can end a relationship and still have a great friendship with the individual. It's not like they're vanished off the earth. You can still maintain some level of communication. So for me, a separation does not have to be bad like people try to make it seem like when someone separate. It doesn't have to be a bad thing. You know, it doesn't mean that now that the relationship is over, now we have to hate each other. Now we have to think bad about each other and you know, not care about each other. That's not true. You can still maintain a pleasant friendship with a person even though you're not in I guess, a physical or sexual type of a relationship. So for me, it's the how. If you can be honest with me and say, hey, I just woke up and just don't want to be here. You have that right, just like I have the right. I have the right to feel like that. If I'm in a relationship, I have the right to say, you know what, today I just feel like that this is not working. We try, you know, I want to move on. I want to do something different. I have that right. I only have one life. The man, he has that right. He only have one life. Just relax. Because that's just the truth of the matter. Everybody have the right, and I think their rights should be respected by the individual. Now, if you're looking for somebody to run up behind you and try to persuade you to, you know, stay around and work it out, and yeah, I guess the why will be, you know, up at the forefront for you, if that's what you want. I choose to respect everybody and everybody's opinion and allow them to do what they want to do. Now, just to be, if we want to discuss whether or not, because I'm not saying that you don't, like, if you want to know why, then, you know, like, that's just like the end of the world either. But if you do want to know why, it's secondary. And just know that it's really based around another, it's almost like, you're trying to manipulate the situation into becoming back in a relationship with the person. So my tactic would be that even if I want to know why, I can ask, but knowing that it's really, to be truthful, the reason that you're asking the child, like you said, like you already said, is to fix it, then maybe we can stay together. So that's really what it's about, emotion, your emotion to try to stay with the person. So if they decide to say, I don't want to be with you, and in that same breath they don't continue and tell you why, then they probably don't want to say it. They don't want to get into it. And respect that. And don't just back off. And then you just move accordingly. You pack your things or they pack their things. Now, you can still communicate about that. You know, 'cause like I said before, breaking up doesn't mean you have to hate someone. You have to be mean and anything like that. And I'm done.
I've been swirling this glass of red wine, and I got to slay this joker. I'm glad she said emotions. It's nothing wrong with having emotions and showing that you care enough about your mate to ask them why they want to leave. They may not be a great communicator. It may be something that you're doing that's affecting them that they don't know how to communicate. Maybe you're not showing them enough affection. Maybe it's something on your end. So instead of being in your ego and just saying, all right, cool, bye, there's nothing wrong with saying, sweetheart, what's going on? Is it something I did? There's nothing wrong with that for with doing that. I think you should be humble enough if you care about it. Now, if you don't like the mug, that's different. But if you care about them, there's nothing wrong with asking them, well, hey, what's going on? Just being a little bit humble. Humble yourself.
Nowhere did I say it was wrong to do it.
You didn't say it. But what you did say was basically... You ain't worried. You basically already said you ain't worried about what. If he tell you, baby, I want to do something different, you like, all right, deuces, let's sit down and just figure out what we finna do. You ain't even trying here. That's being emotional to ask that person.
Because he didn't
why.
Want me to know, he didn't say it. I figure if he want me to know why, he would say it. So I'm not going to intrude on his thoughts and all that. I'm not going to intrude on his personal inner self. If he wanted me to know why, he would tell me why. If it was that important for him, then he would
say
why.
What about you don't know how to communicate?
Within it.
What about if
you're
not good at communicating?
Then maybe that's the problem.
So with that being said, you're going to throw away a relationship See, that's the problem with our generation now.
I'm not throwing away the relationship. He threw away
the
relationship when he came and said he don't want
to
be in a relationship anymore. He threw it away.
And you didn't even try. And you didn't even try to heal the relationship.
So what, reel him back in?
No,
I didn't try to reel him back. I don't catch the fish twice.
See, that's why. Exactly why we in the state we in now. That's exactly why we the way we are now. I'm gonna fall back, Brother Kev. I just know that some people, because it's not just Raiju, it's some men who think like that too. I just know of some people out here who got ice boxes where their heart used to be. I get it.
No.
I get it. Some people are just cold blooded, and you know they just say forget it. Okay, deuces. I'm out of here. So I'll fall back, and Brother Kev, you go ahead.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
Exactly.
And we'll get to the call line.
Exactly.
But, no, this is an interesting question, and I definitely had to ponder, you know, the question and think about it. But, you know, when I was first asked the question, I had to apply it to my particular situation. So for the family that don't know, you know, I've been married for 6 years. We have, you know, three beautiful kids and so on and so forth. We, you know, we have a history. We have things that we bought together and things like that. So for me, initially, I was with my brother Mufasa on the why, because I would need to know why, you know, you want to leave or break up, you know, divorce, whatever, this particular relationship. Because I think it's important. And to, you know, to Brother Mufasa's point, I don't think there's anything wrong with being emotionally attached to someone. There's nothing wrong about that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can be emotionally attached. You can have feelings for someone, and that's perfectly fine. But establishing the why would be important to me, because I would like to know, you know, we have all these things invested. We have kids. We have this. We have that. You got to tell me why. Like, I need to know why that you thinking it's not working. And then
I need, that's emotional.
And then we can get to how, you know, we're going to break up and whatnot.
Right.
You know, then we can get to that how we're going to do it. But initially, I need to know why. Now, here's the thing. Back in my single days when I was out here just, you know, having fun, dating women, then I don't need to know why, really. If you say, hey, I don't want to be, I don't want to see you no more, peace. You feel what I'm saying? Like, I got others on deck. I got somebody else I can call. Peace, peace, peace. But when you have something established and invested, I think the why is important. And I think the person that wants to initiate the breakup should be respectful enough to tell you the why, right?
That's right,
they should be respectful enough to explain why they want to end this particular relationship. And then maybe, like, you know, like Mufasa said, maybe they can't articulate themselves. Maybe it's something that could be worked out. Maybe it's something
small. Well, how
are
they going to answer the question if they can't even communicate? How are they going to answer the question if they can't communicate?
And that's why you work through
it. It's a learning process.
It's a learning process. You ask different questions. You
no,
say, you know,
they
what
can't
is it something
if
that
they're
I
not
can
a
do?
Good communicator, they cannot answer the question.
Right, but
you can't be so fast to give up.
Yeah, you can't be so fast to give up on a relationship because you have to figure out why isn't this working. And then if both of y'all agree, hey, we're not for each other. We just need to, and you can't reconcile. Then yes, but I agree with Mufasa on another point that, especially in the black community, I think we give up on relationships too soon.
That's right.
As opposed to trying to work them out. It's a lot of little things, you know, little pet peeves that people may have or whatnot, and we quick to just throw somebody away like, oh, no, it's over, I'm done, I can't deal with it, she this, she that.
I think you
but
need to direct that to the person
a lot of
who
things,
ended the relationship, not the one that said, okay,
tell that to the person
that said the relationship is over. Don't direct that to the person that said, okay, that's fine. Direct it to the, if you want to say all of those things, we're giving up too easy. He the one came and said it was over. Or
right,
he
right,
the one
right,
came and said it was over. So tell them that. Don't tell the person that's like,
right.
Okay, that's fine.
It's on
right,
both
no,
of
but it's on both of them because it's different dynamics because each person plays a different role. You know, somebody's always the aggressor, somebody's always the passive. So it depends on who it is. And like I said, sometimes things can be worked out. You just need to talk through things instead of just getting frustrated and just throwing it all away and be like, okay, you don't want to be with me? Okay, whatever. So that means you was never emotionally invested in the first place.
You
know what I'm saying? You have to have some type of emotional investment in the relationship if you care about this person. And for them to say, hey, I want to end it, you got to be low. Why? Like,
be so cold-hearted.
Yeah, you can't be so quick. But in Aisha's defense, I do understand some of what she's saying because I got to play the middle role. I do understand what she's saying as far as you don't really want to have to convince somebody to be with you. You know, you want the love to be genuine and so on and so forth, and you don't want to have to be like, okay, I got to convince you to be with me and this and that. You just want the love to be genuine. So I understand it at least from that perspective, you know. But I think if you're in a relationship, you obviously care about the person, so you should want to know why, you know, they want to end a particular relationship, in my opinion. I would want to know why.
That's secondary.
Like I said,
y'all keep trying to handle this situation like I'm saying. Don't, and the why is an evil thing. I said that's secondary. You can actually end the relationship without knowing why. So
that's,
it's like,
you
that's
know
a
how
secondary
do that
thing.
And don't have
you don't have to.
Then years down the road,
them,
go back. You
that's
ain't got no closure.
But that's the individual. They don't have nothing to do with the fact that they didn't know. They can move on. The fact that somebody don't tell them why, that they don't want to be with them, you're going to hold that. That's going to make you be a certain kind of way. Then that's the individual person who's lacking some type of something to help themselves. I mean, you can't just be
gosh,
I never knew why.
We just saw.
No,
look,
but look.
Two examples.
Okay, go ahead. Then I got a question. Go ahead.
I heard that.
I did too.
Two quick examples. Just like we just had two examples, and these weren't even relationship issues. We just saw how unresolved issues with the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, Will Smith, and the original mother from that show, they had unresolved issues. And 30 years later, they were still emotional over their breakup. They could have resolved that crap 30 years ago on some BS. They harbored all that dead weight and energy 30-something years.
That's what I said. That's on the
but
individual.
They
didn't have to harbor that. They didn't have to harbor that. That's
but they
like
did.
I said. That's on
but
the individual. Exactly. So the problem
but
don't lie
because
with
they didn't talk
why
about the
why.
Why
with the person.
Because they didn't clarify the why. If they would have just clarified the why 30 years ago, it wouldn't have been no problem. Gucci Mane and Jeezy. Gucci Mane and Jeezy, if they would have just discussed the why 20 years
okay,
ago
I'm quiet.
Before
I'm not
it led to guns and bullets, then maybe no one would have lost their life. That's what I'm saying. It's conflict resolution. And in a relationship, there's also conflict resolution. So when your mate is coming to you saying, hey, baby, this ain't working, you know, I want to leave, that's really, that could possibly be a cry for help. It might not necessarily be that they don't really like you and they want to move on. It could just be frustration, like whatever's going on, they don't feel like it can be resolved or it's going to be resolved, or they could be hurt by something that you did and you don't even know it. So you should be willing and humble enough to say, well, what?
It ain't
on
me.
Problem?
It ain't on me. That's not on me.
You
see, that's not
you
on
got,
me. That's
got
on
that
the
ego.
Individual who chose to come to me.
You
one
got
day
a big
after
ego.
And it's a relationship. Not
so wait. Hold on. Time out. So you're telling me, Taya, if someone that you're dealing with, You know, y'all got history. Y'all been dealing with each other. Let's just give it a round, just 5 years. Y'all been dealing with each other. You know, this person then came to family functions and dinners and whatnot, and they just been around, and they come to you and say they want to break up. Are you saying you're not going to ask why? You just going to be like, okay, like how you want to break up? So, well, break that down for me. Are you saying you're not going to ask them why? You just going to be like, okay, let's separate, like, break that down for me.
Yes, please.
I mean, basically, like I already said, now, I will say this, and this shouldn't come as a surprise to you or anyone else who know me. It's more so each situation is different, of course. So,
fact. That's fact.
So I have to throw that out there because that's just the reality of it. There's nothing I can do about that. But
right. That's true.
As far as just knowing myself and what I'm saying here, yes, if my mate come to me after 11, 12 years, I've been in a long-term relationship, and says, hey, you know what, you're great, but I just think I need to move on. I need to do something different, you know. And, yeah, I would be okay with.
She's going to start packing his
saying,
stuff.
That's fine. I don't have to. I don't. Because
okay.
I feel like. I this honestly feel
man.
Like.
Okay, wait.
If he wants.
Wait, I got to follow
I
up.
I honestly feel like.
I got to follow up.
Because I honestly feel like if he wants me to know, he would say it. And it may sound crazy, but I'm genuine when I say I don't want to intrude on someone's inner self. If he's not telling me on his own, I take that as. He either don't want me to know, he's uncomfortable with telling me, and I don't want to intrude. So my approach, because that is genuinely how I feel, so my approach
right.
is not to feel like I'm intruding by asking him things that he could have just said on his own. I'll rather just say, okay, I'll give him what he wants, because I respect each individual enough to say, okay, that's what you want, that's fine, because at the end of the day, regardless of how I feel about him, how long we were together, he have his life and I have mine, and it's just one. So I have to allow him to move on. I may be holding him back from something. I don't want to try to convince him to be with me or to stay with me, and he really want to go out there. I don't have to have – that don't make me hate him because he choose to not be with me. I don't hate him because of that. So I'm okay with
You're
that.
You're not convincing him. You're not just
I'm
asking
not going
him
to
why.
I'm not going
mean
to.
You kissing his butt and
well,
he's trying to get
well,
big and
for
stay.
Me to,
that's not
well,
the same thing.
I disagree that to ask. I think because like I explained before, subconsciously and psychologically, what you're not realizing is the reason that you want to know why is because you want to, like you already said, you said it yourself. Maybe we can fix it. Maybe we don't have to break up. So it's, at the end of the day, you wanting to know why is really because you want to stay in the relationship. And why would you want to stay in a relationship with someone who don't want to stay in a relationship with me? I don't want to be in a relationship with someone that does not want to be in a relationship with me. I'm not going to say that because...
Well, it cannot, if they didn't tell you the why, it may not be you. You
yeah,
see,
you
it could
okay,
be
well,
them. It could be something they going through.
Well, okay. Well, either
yeah,
way, they don't want whatever. Well, they well listen. They said they don't want to be in the relationship with me.
That's all
they
worried
the
about.
The topic is not. The topic
about.
Is not. They said, you know, I'm going through a lot financially. That's not the topic. We saying if he
all
tells
you heard
me,
is you don't want to be with me.
He don't want to be. He don't want to continue the relationship. And that's
all you
hear. This is right. It ain't. I mean, that's what he said. That's all he said.
Right.
Those are the things that he said.
Right.
That's what
but
he
that's
said.
You so, have to hear more than that though. This is an important topic. I definitely wonder what the caller's gonna say. But
listen,
this is an important topic. It's important.
You're trying to make it seem like it's so. You're trying to make it. First off, listen. Because like I've already said before, the why. Listen, the why is secondary. The how is most important. So while you sitting up here trying to make it seem like it's so bad for me to want to know the how first. And the why is just that more superior over how. I don't see it that way. I will, the how is more important. The why is an emotional way to try to fix it and to appease your feelings and your desires of what you want. If this person already expressed to you that they want to depart, but you so stuck in your head because you don't want to depart, you want to know why so you can try to fix it to make them stay or to convince them or to persuade them to stay. Let people do what they choose to do.
We're going to have to do a part two with a counselor, because I think there are some deep underlined issues here that I need to help Queen Riley with. There is something going on here. There's some underlying feelings.
Right. I got one follow-up question. So back to my scenario, you've been with this person. They've been around the family. They cool with the family. You know, been in family functions. So now y'all done broke up, and you don't even know why. So what's going to be your response when the family say, "Hey, what happened to old boy? You know, where so-and-so at?"
I'm gonna speak the truth. I'm gonna say, well, we not seeing each other anymore. Maybe I talked to him last month. Maybe I did not see him. I mean, if they just say where is he at, I'm gonna say I'm not sure if I don't know. I'm not sure where he is.
Now you're suggesting
if somebody come and ask me where such and such, I'm supposed to be like, oh man, you know what?
Why did y'all break up? If somebody asked you, your sibling, you know, your cousin you close with, you know, why did y'all break up? What happened?
I'm not sure. You know, my response is going to be the truth. I'm going to say, I'm not sure. He just said that, you know, he needs to move on. He want to do something different. So.
Right. What she really saying is, I don't know, and I don't give a damn. That's what she really saying.
No, that's not.
I got an ice box where my heart used to be.
No,
I got an ice box where my heart used to be.
I don't know where it is.
You guys are just too emotional then, because you can't get attached. You can't make it like where people can be who they want to be. I mean, what are you guys? Who do y'all make somebody? If they don't want
to
be in a relationship, y'all just gonna try to make it seem like they wrong. You ain't wrong because you want to leave a relationship. What type of sick stuff is that?
We're trying to heal broken relationships. We're trying to teach people how to deal with conflict resolution. That's all. We're trying to heal.
Some things can be worked out because, as we all know, look, check this out. We all know relationships have their ups and downs. It could just
be a
down moment. You feel me? There's something that could be worked out. But if you're not concerned with it, why
don't
you just
don't come and say, "Hey, we over. I'm over." That's more than a down. The boy done broke. He don't want to be there. He said it. Why would he play a game like that with me then to tell me he don't want to be in a relationship, but he actually do want to be in a relationship? What type of sick game is that to play on me?
Maybe he's hurt. And you're not even willing to help him.
Y'all want to hit the call lines, family? Okay. Let's hit the call lines.
Area code 314-489. Call you on with Collective Minds Radio. Do you have a question or a comment?
I think I got a comment.
Yes, indeed.
I think I'm with you, Queen. I feel you that the why is secondary. Really don't matter. It's always the how.
Yeah.
It does matter because these are things. Okay.
You know why it don't matter? Because you're so stuck on why that you make the how more difficult. instead of just let's go ahead and break up, because you have a choice not to be with me, and that's fine. I don't want to convince you to be with me. It might not be a bad thing that you don't want to be with me.
You don't want to convince them on no why. You don't even want to know why.
Let me tell you something. Even if you tell me why, is that gonna change anything? You still feel the way you feel,
it
right?
It could.
Possibly.
It has to change. You already know why anyway when somebody want to break up
exactly,
with you.
Exactly. But first off, if it's really something that you want me to help you work on, it wouldn't come to me as I want to break up with you. We're not fixing it. You know, if you come to me with the statement that we're not going to be together anymore, regardless, it could be me. I could be the reason why you want to break up with me. And I'm still going to honor your decision because you have a right to your decision. Now, let's do this.
Thank you.
Amicably. Let's go ahead and break up. And I can see my mistake once I'm away from you. But I'm not trying to convince you to stay with me, because then are you breaking? Are we in this relationship for me, or am I in this relationship for you?
Right, y'all in it together. But look, y'all, you guys are in it together. But what is something that you're doing that could actually be corrected? It's not meant to be.
It's just not meant to be, though. It's not really meant to be on everything. So even though we've invested things and we together, it might not meant to be for us to stay together.
But without that, if I go to my family
at the next event and they say, well, where's this fella that you have been with and bring him around, I really like him, I don't have to talk bad about you. I'm only going to speak bad about you because I'm still emotionally attached. I feel that there's a reason. I'm mad that you left me. But that's something I got to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
If he left me, then I need to look at me. I'm not trying to drag you in, and don't leave me because, okay, yeah, I was doing this, and I'm going to change. No, I'm not going to change. I'm going to be me. And if you can't accept me, then you're doing right. But don't be mad about it. It shouldn't be no problem, because you have a right to do it. That same way with a job. If you're working a job, you want to move somewhere else.
But this is my perspective because relationships are about compromise. They could have a legitimate gripe with something that you're doing. Are you a big enough person to say, hey, okay, I've been doing this particular way wrong, and I can change for the betterment of the relationship?
That's what I'm talking about.
That's just not giving up so quick.
That's just communicating effectively in any relationship. We're not talking about a disagreement. You're talking about you want to leave. So if you got to that point that you've made a decision that you want to leave, you're really fed
to
up.
Leave.
So there's really nothing that I can say. And why is it that why would I want to? I just really want to know.
Okay.
If it's that bad, regardless of what it is, and you really think we can fix it, why is the fact that divorce or breakup, why is that even in the conversation?
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Thank
you.
We appreciate it. Thanks, Carl. Yes, indeed. We appreciate it. I'm analyzing this. I'm gonna hold my comments to the end of the show.
Listen, she
made some great points. You know, I can say I feel the point she was making. But my thing is, I'm going to stick with this. Not to give up so easy, because if somebody say they want to break up and you've been in a relationship for a number. Right. But I think it's important to know why. And is there something that both of y'all can do to fix it? You know what I'm saying? It don't have to be one or the other. But is there something in the relationship that both of y'all can say, okay, we can work on these areas to make the relationship work? Because obviously, if y'all put this amount of time in, whether, you know, 1, 2, 3 years, there's something there. You know what I'm saying? But again, we're quick to just, you know, throw a lot of relationships away without actually trying to work at it. Because let's be honest, relationships are work. It's not going to be like all roses throughout the whole relationship. You're going to have your ups and downs, But how do you work through those? And somebody may be mad enough, hey, you may get into a big fight, and somebody be like, I don't want to be with you, or whatever, whatever. Can you work through that? You know, is it stronger? And that actually creates a stronger bond, believe it or not, but I digress.
Yeah, hold your peace, Brother Kev, because I think we're going to we're gonna get to the bottom of some things by the end of this. I got a feeling.
Let's go.
Okay, 319-572. Oh, Holly, on with Collectimize Radio. You have a question or a comment?
Well, I'm kind of just listening, but I'm going to give you my two cents anyway. To me, it's more important is why I break up with you. And depending on your mouth, is how I'm going to break up with you. Because if I decide to break up with you, you decide you're going to start, you know, talking mess. I'm going to use my words and chop you up and spit you out, hurt your feelings, and by the end, you'll hate me.
Right. And you think she's supposed to be trying to ask him why?
Well, I'm going to tell you why from the get-go.
See that? There it is. Thank you, caller.
There
you go. He's
going to
tell you.
I've already said that before.
It depends on what you say after that is how I'm going to break up with you.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, caller.
If I can leave civil, I'll leave civil. But like I said, if you want to lash out, I'll lash out too. So...
Thank you. I appreciate that. That's what I'm saying. And then you think somebody's supposed to be ready. I'm going to be like, why to him? No. I ain't going to ask him no questions. I'm like, okay.
Okay. I'm out. You out? I'm out.
Right.
Yeah, I'm studying this here. I'm definitely getting some notes on this.
Yeah, and then remember, Mufasa, I said that. I said, if it's that important, I said, really what would happen anyway, the why will come within that whole package. If he don't do that, then, hey.
Maybe.
Okay, let me go.
Maybe not. 315-767.
Call you on with Collective Minds Radio. You have a question or a comment.
Yeah, howdy, everybody. Oh, boy, this is such a good show. I like it. In this little, this moment of levity show. I'm going to give my little two cents too. I'm going to say, hey, for me, being of a rational mind, a logical male, it's more about the why rather than the how. And it has nothing to do with trying to get that person to stay with me. It's so that I know how to improve myself for the next person. Because like you said,
right,
they don't want nothing to do with me. And they want to break up with me, let them go, because that's a waste of effort. But at the same time, I want to know why so I can improve myself. When you fail at something and you just walk away a failure, then you're a failure. But if you fail at something and learn from it, then you're a winner. And
there
even in
go.
A failed
relationship,
you can be a winner because you can grow from it and be better for your next mate. Now, the how is very important for the female mind because they can't stand that rejection. So as a male, it's important for me to know why. But when I'm breaking up with a female, I understand for them that it's the how. Because if you don't do it just right, then you get these new, like, pinstripes in your car, or you get these wonderful little cracks in your windshields, or your house gets burnt down. So you got to be careful when you break up with these feminine minded. And a lot of these men nowadays are just as feminine because they just raised by their mamas, and they don't know how to be masculine and logical. So they are stalking and killing and doing all kind of stuff to these women. Because
that's right,
bro. The masculine is on the why, because it's all about logical thinking and taking the next step to improve yourself rather than I'm all in my emotions. I'm going to walk away. I don't care what this person says about me. I'm out. And then you're going to walk into the next relationship with the same behavior and the same patterns and never improve yourself. And you'll always think down on yourself as the world has got a problem and it's not me.
Oh, my God.
Good teaching.
This is hilarious.
Good teaching, Carla.
Thank you, caller, so much.
Yeah, right on, caller. Appreciate it.
Thank you, caller. It's crazy because, but, you know, Zenithon he calls in to support us all the time. I really appreciate him. And sometimes we can kind of see eye to eye sometimes. But in this case, I'm going to have to totally disagree. I mean, to put gender on how and why and all that stuff, first off, that's just kind of, I don't know if I want to even deal with that because it doesn't make sense. Why is more emotional.
Well,
so that's more of a, he want to call it practical thinking, but that's emotional because you are trying to, like Mufasa said in the beginning, you want to know so you can see if you can fix it. He just clarified as well and said pretty much the same thing. He wants to know so that way he can fix it. We don't need other people to fix ourselves. If you pay more, you pay attention to yourself. You know what you're doing and not doing right and all that. You don't need another person. You teach yourself.
You know what
you've done and didn't do. You know all these things. You try to still make it seem like you need this person to tell you why in order to move on. No. You
but
don't have to know why.
Each
person is individual. We have individual. Y'all,
right.
Y'all just really attaching yourselves to these people like they mean that much that you can't survive and do things
Ooh,
and continue on without things.
You just have to know why.
I don't get it. You don't have to know why. You just, and the how, he touched on the whole dynamic of the how. Because I'm not suggesting that, I'm already saying that you do not come, when you communicate respectfully. So if you're talking to someone that's going to be all mean and rough toward you, that's a whole other situation. I don't even condone that type of communication. So the how for me is more specific when I'm saying that come to the person that you're with and be honest about wanting to break up. Because sometimes people break up with their actions. So I'm saying how you break up, meaning come to the person and communicate with them and just simply be honest and say, I don't want to be in a relationship anymore, versus just maybe going outside the relationship, maybe acting distant and behaving in a way that you don't want to be with the person. That's what I mean by the how. I'm not saying that, you know, you're ready to fight somebody, tick somebody off and all that. That's a whole other situation, which I don't condone. So I'm really just specifically talking about being honest and upfront with the person that you're with and saying you don't want to be in a relationship.
See, why do you think you're supposed to come to the relationship already knowing everything about being in a relationship? She don't think that there could be issues that come up that you might not know how to communicate through it. She's not getting that, and I hate to say this, she just don't give a damn.
Okay, let's work on all this. No need to even address that.
Cold blooded.
609-310. Call you on with Collective Minds Radio. Do you have a question or a comment?
I have a comment. Well, I'm going to say a lot of times when you're in a relationship, especially if you've been in a relationship 10-plus years, a lot of that, you ain't even know how. It comes to the trust. And when you don't have trust in a relationship, don't nobody care about the how or the why. Because if you don't have that trust, it ain't no how or no why. Do you want to be with anybody you can't trust? Because something led up to 12, 10-plus years. Something led up that you were doing or that person were doing that got that person to the point is enough is enough. It ain't no how once enough is enough. I'm just telling you. When you fed up, ain't no how. You don't got to give me no how. You don't got to give me no when. You don't got to give me no what. I don't want to know neither one. Because when I'm fed up, I'm fed up. And I'm the type of person, you know, I can take a lot. I can deal with a lot. But when I'm fed up and I've had enough, that's it. You don't got to give me no why, and I ain't going to give you no why. Because once you break that trust, that's it. That's just simple as that.
Yes, indeed.
It's
hard to get that back.
No.
Yes, indeed. But look, Colin,
it's hard to
look,
get that back when you don't have that trust.
Yeah, you said something important. Because I'm looking at the time factor. 10 years is a lot of time to be invested with somebody for
exactly.
them to up
and
say, hey, I don't want to be with you. It's like, no, why? Like, we got 10 years in, you know, together. Like,
yeah,
I'm going to need to know why.
Yeah, but it, yeah, but you got to think about it.
You know.
You already know. If you've been with somebody 10-plus years, you know how that person's
mm-hmm.
behaving. That person knows
that's
exactly
true.
How you behaving. You know
mm-hmm.
what you're
right.
doing. So you know when
right,
you need, when I come pop the question and say, that's it, I've had enough, I can't do it no more.
I'm
don't
you
even
ask
me why, because you know all the stuff you've been doing. Exactly. So why is it? Why do
yeah,
we got to go
yeah.
around and around in circles? If that's like going around and around in circles, you know the why. Come on now. We all grown
exactly.
up in this
emotional.
Stuff.
Emotional.
You already
emotional
know the why.
Circles.
And I'm not. It's vice versa. It's a woman and a man, because nowadays it's not a lot of times. Years ago, when you know, it used to be the woman take the bat of everything, but now it's a vice versa thing. It's some doggy dog women out here. It's some doggy dog men. You know what I mean?
Right,
and
right.
A lot of times, if they don't have, if they like, I agree with the one person said, if you were raised a different way, see, some people, and it don't have nothing to do with having two parents, because if you got a good, stern parent and they know their game and know their stuff, they can raise a son. I got two of them. I got two daughters and two sons. It's not what you do, it's how you do it. That's how it go down, okay?
Yes, indeed.
It's no
yes,
why.
Indeed.
You don't have to have a why, because they already know why. And I know y'all
maybe.
Ain't that slow talking about a why. Come on now.
Right.
Y'all
yeah.
know why.
They may, they may or may not know. But look, check this out. Let me just get this scenario. But look, let me just get this scenario. Let's say, okay, you got a couple, and the woman's complaining that, just to throw something random out there, that, okay, you spend too much time with your homeboys. We don't spend enough time together. You spend too much time with your homeboys, and we don't spend enough time together. Boom. Time go by. The fella's still doing it. He's still kicking it with the homies, not paying his wife attention, whoop-de-whoop. Now, when it comes time to break up, she say, hey, I don't want to be with you no more. And he like, why? Because you, and she tells him, because you spending too much time with the homies. So that gives him an opportunity. This is why I say the why is important. That gives that man the opportunity to correct himself. He may be
he
like, okay,
he
I do spend too
himself.
Much time.
But listen, listen
but,
to
but this.
Is, we are,
but
you forgetting the big
saying.
Smart, you. No, you
this
forgetting the main
saying,
points.
Though.
We're all adults in this stuff. Once you get
right.
married, you ain't got time to hang out with your homeboys. What about
right,
me? You remember
right.
you said I do. So it ain't
right.
no why. See, that's what you're missing. You're missing that. It
right,
ain't no why.
What happened? Okay.
There's no
what,
why.
What happened?
Ain't no scenario,
what also happened?
Boo. I love you, but ain't
what
no
also,
scenario.
Well, what happened to the death do us part, though? What happened to death do us part? We just threw that out?
No.
That,
we just threw that
out.
Okay,
but say,
listen. Okay. Okay, when you say, when you got to ask the person that's doing the hanging out with the boy, with their boy. Death do us part. It didn't say, hey, bring your boys and hang out with us. That ain't in a sentence. And later, hello? Y'all forgetting about
but
that. That's the scenario
why?
We brought up. He's doing all the
right,
mess,
but you gotta,
hanging out with his boys.
Right.
What about me? You said death do us part. What about me? He didn't say, come,
right.
I marry you and your boys. I marry you, not your boys.
That's why. Right.
That's
why the why is important, because if she's serious
it's not
and she come with them papers, he wants to know why. So maybe he just needed to see that so he can get serious and correct himself. It's not that he... You know, didn't want to spend time with his wife.
If you with listen,
you know,
listen to this. If you with somebody 20 years and they
you
doing
want
the
somebody
same
to
thing,
be a little, you want another
no,
mama.
No, listen. If you've been with somebody 10, 20 years or however long, 5 years, 10 years, whatever, they already know the why, because they not going to change. And can you mean to say, okay, I've been with you 10, 20 years, and then all of a sudden, because I say I've had enough,
I'm out of here. You're not going to grow up. You still going to hang out with your boys and all of this, that, and the third. And now you want to know, oh, why? You already know why. And I don't want to hear that mess because, yes, come on, it's no why. It's not even, that is not even a logical, that's, it's no why. I'm just telling you. It's no why.
Okay.
It don't even make sense.
All right.
It's no why.
Yes, indeed.
All right,
yes,
and I already know why anyway.
Calling.
When I tell you, when I pack up my stuff and say, hey, I've had enough, I'm fed up.
Right.
You already know the why. Period.
Right.
You already know the why.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
All right,
Tom. Appreciate
it. All right.
All right.
All right. Now, I will say this because not the last caller, but the caller before her, he did make a good point because it seems like this is divided amongst genders. Because the male.
Yeah, that's why I was waiting.
We want to know why, and the females are saying the why don't even matter.
And because y'all
so
are actually,
point that out.
That's emotional.
See?
That's emotional.
That's exactly why I'm waiting until the end, brother kid, because I'm analyzing it.
Yeah, that's emotional.
Yes, sir.
Though. Yeah,
let's go
I
ahead. But if you just joining us, family, yes. If you just joining us, family, we are talking about relationships in a relationship when it comes down to the breakup. What is more important, the why you're breaking up or the how you're going to break up? You know, which is more important? So hit us up. We within the last half hour of the show, 929-477-1697. This is Collective Minds Radio. Let's hit the call line.
Okay, and then real quick, somebody said, why do women think everybody is a mind reader? Hello, it sounds like it's the
right.
man that's asking me. I mean, that's telling me he want to break up, and that's it, leave it at that, and they expect me to understand why, because I'm not going to ask. It's I just think it's on the man. Well, I guess because I'm an, well, I guess because I'm a female, I'm saying man, for you guys, it's a lady. It's okay. Area code 314-322. Calling you on with Collective Minds Radio. You have a question or a comment?
Hello?
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 Go ahead, call a piece.
Yeah, I wanted to comment on one of the other caller's statements. The guy that was saying, oh, men think of it this way and women think of it, that is foolishness, because exactly what he said is exactly what I was feeling and what I thought. I need to know why, and it's not because of, oh, I'm trying to get back with this person or anything like that. Nobody here is some kind of swami or Miss Cook or anything who knows what this somebody said. So I would like to know why, because I want to know
right.
for the next relationship that I'm in. Not
right,
to try
right.
to save
the there you
relationship.
Go.
If the person wants to go, they're free to go. You can go. But I would like to know why, so I know
mm-hmm.
for future reference what I need to do differently, if I need to do anything different. Because it might be
that's
that
right.
person. I just had a breakup with someone, and it was that person, and it was not me. But I needed to know why, what was going on, in order to
mm-hmm.
make that, you know, that conclusion. And it has nothing to do with begging
yeah.
upon somebody else or trying to fix
yeah.
it. But sometimes you don't want to fix it. You,
right,
you agree
right.
with them. Okay, hey, it's over with. But I still need to know why. And it has nothing to do with gender. It has nothing to do with, oh, it's a male or women think like this, men think like that. That's preposterous.
Carl, I hope you stick
around.
Okay. So we got 20 more minutes, and I hope you stay on to listen to
Thank
the
you,
end. Caller. I'm seeing something here, and I want to make a comment, but I'm going to wait to the end.
Okay.
Yes,
area
indeed.
Call 314.
That's right. Get a couple calls.
Area code 314-438. Call you on with Collective Minds Radio. Do you have a question or a comment?
I just have a comment. How y'all doing tonight?
Hey, Carl.
Hey,
thank
peace
you.
Out. We doing well. Right on.
I'm all right. For me, I could care less about the how. It's definitely the why. And
okay.
it's not a why
okay.
because I want you back. It's not a why because I want to fix it. It's not even a why because I want to fix myself. It's a why because I have value. So if I spend time and space with you and I allowed you to spend time and space with my family, I want to know why you feel as if it didn't work out between us.
For the simple fact that
maybe it's something that I need to work on with myself that I just don't realize. So it ain't about that I should see it already. No, sometimes we don't see our flaws. Sometimes we don't see our imperfections. Sometimes we don't see how we treat other people. So if you tell me it's this or that, okay, it's something that I could think about. It don't necessarily mean I have to necessarily change it if I think I'm okay with it. If I think I'm fine, the next person might think I'm fine. It was just an issue for you. But the why is important to me. The how, I could care less about the how, because I could come home one day and all your stuff moved out. That's how you did it.
Right.
But then I'm still going to ask the question, why? Why did you do it? Why did you move out like that? Well, what happened? So the why is going to always be a factor for me.
Yeah.
I just need to know what was going on. Because if I'm breaking up with somebody, I'm definitely going to tell them why. Just for the simple fact, I believe in closure. So if it gives you closure or not, that's how I feel it is. It's going to give you closure.
Right.
It's something you need to work on. Just like my ex, the why was you're an alcoholic. In his eyes, he was functioning. I went to work every day. The bills kept getting paid. I wasn't belligerent. I didn't act a fool when we went out. So his drinking to him wasn't an issue, even though at 7 o'clock in the morning, he was drunk and slurring his words. So the why was important for me to tell him.
That's right.
So it's something that he can fix about himself, because it can be a danger down the line just in normal day. You can be at work and hurt yourself. You can be driving your car and be an issue because you didn't think your drinking was a problem. So for me, the why is important. How? I could care less about the how. Get your shit and go. But the why? Yeah, tell me why. I deserve that. I have value.
Yes, indeed.
I didn't give you time. I didn't share a space with you. You don't tell me why.
Right. That's right.
Exactly.
Yes, indeed. Appreciate you, caller. And just real quick, the caller, yes, indeed, caller. She said an important word. The why is for closure. It's not to, you know, you're not trying to get the person back necessarily.
Yeah, it is. A closure
it's not to
try
to convince them. But the why is for
closure to your emotions. That is true.
That's
right. A closure to your emotions. That's it. That's right. It is.
I
don't want to your emotions
and
because you want
to
know.
Be a closure to the
whatever title.
It will be a closure.
Whatever title is for closure, though.
Yeah.
You
everything
know,
is for closure. If that's the case, everything is for closure. When it ends, it's closed.
Right.
And that's just all
right.
a big part
it out.
Of it. And
you might,
yes,
but some, no,
right.
No.
Right.
Some things are left open without closure.
Right.
Some things
what
if, without
what
closure.
The reason,
it is,
what is the reason
it,
that this
it
person.
Is closure. You close it yourself. That's what I'm saying. You are an individual that you can close this on your own. You don't need someone to close it for you because, first off, how you even know that what they're telling you is true? So then you got to even deal with the fact that they was even honest with you when they told you why they was leaving in the first place. So to avoid any of all of that, because it's unnecessary, obviously, because you don't need it to move on, you can just close it within yourself. You be okay with it. You have your own confidence to keep moving forward. You have your own confidence to do that. You don't need someone to tell you why.
Roger, it might be. What if it's this? What if it's all this time, Roger, you don't know that your breath stinks? And this man, he just telling you, just like everybody else, he ain't telling you why he's breaking up with you. He just leaving. And all these men that's leaving you, they really leaving you because your breath stinks. Then finally one day, you finally ask this guy, this last person breaking up with you, well, what's up? Why you won't leave? And he say, I just can't deal. Every time I talk, your breath is clowning. Your breath stinking. Your breath stink, baby. And then you might say, well, nobody never told me. I never knew that my breath stunk.
Boy, you can get
now
that same information
you.
From your
now
mom,
you can take care of it.
Brother, your
now
friends,
you
that
care
ain't
of
his
it.
Response.
Now
that
you,
don't, that doesn't,
what,
that
what
response
nobody,
doesn't have to just bear solely on
you.
The person. My point is
what
still
if they
the same.
Never tell
you don't
you.
Need the
saying.
Information from that person to move on.
If what
your
if nobody
breath stink,
told
you don't
you?
Just stink when you with the person that you're in a relationship with. It stink amongst everybody
but
that you talk to. So your sister, your brother, your daddy, your mother, they can all tell
what
you
what if
that.
They don't tell you? What if they don't?
Okay,
tell you?
So what if they? What
they
if they don't? You can know your. You can still know yourself.
Right.
You can still know
they
yourself.
They might not be up in your grill.
You
they might
can,
not be up in your
you
grill just, like your mate is. Your mate is laying down next to you, breathing on you at night, kissing you. That's the closest one to you. Maybe all them other people was never that close up in your face to tell you your breath stinking. But your mate is the one that got to see you every night, be in your face every night. So, and maybe all these other ones just didn't want to hurt your feelings. They just like, look, I'm going to go.
Okay, well, if that's the case.
But then finally, when you finally asked the one why, and he was like, you know, I'm glad you asked me. You know, I'm just going to be honest with you. You know, it's your breath, baby. Your breath would be humming. You'd be like, really?
Okay.
Nobody ever told me about that. Now
you would know that. That's something that you would do
a lot of people,
regardless if you single
a lot of people out
or
here
in a relationship.
Hygiene
is what you do with or without a relationship. So, again, you don't need the individual to go all there with you. And my point still remains that because that person can even be lying for all kind of reasons. So you mean to tell me it's that important
maybe
when a person can be lying and you don't know? No. Ain't nowhere in the world.
But you don't.
It's
you
more
don't
logical
know if you don't
that
ask
the how is more logical that the how is more important over the why, because a person can
but
be
you
telling
know
you anything.
You
sit up here walking
why
away thinking they done told you the truth, and they just sit up there and lied to you. You bending corners and breaking rules and changing stuff based off somebody that lied to you. You ain't even know that they lied to you.
Or they could be telling you the truth, and you'd be like, I didn't know, and you handled your breath, and now you've made the world better for your mate and everybody else that can be in contact with you, or at least just your mate.
That, Mufasa, that
you
still
know,
doesn't
you
make any sense.
Your mate be like,
that,
yeah, baby,
my point,
he might
that,
say,
that is,
baby, I just didn't know how to tell you. I didn't know how to tell you. I didn't want to hurt your feelings. I didn't know how to tell you. And I thought you would have been mad. I didn't want to be no confrontation, no argument. I just didn't know
I've
how
already,
to handle it.
I've already
so
explained
then you
that.
Told, when
I've
you,
already
so then
explained
when
that.
You open the door to why,
I've already
and
explained
he told
that.
You this is what it is. Now you can say, oh, baby, I ain't
you,
know.
Okay, you keep repeating yourself over and over again. You keep repeating yourself.
Let me go get
yourself. I've already dealt with that.
Let me go to the
I've already dealt with
that.
Okay.
But because of your ego, your ego don't want to let you
do
it.
That don't have nothing to do with ego. Okay, your emotions then. Your emotions. You want to know why you over there crying. You over there crying. Let that woman leave if she wants to. Area code 314-568. Call if you're on with Collective Minds Radio. Do you have a question or a comment?
I got a quick comment. First of all, once again, the guy out here that made himself look real stupid because we're talking about relationships and multiple year relationships. And the first scenario he come up with is somebody breath stinking. Like that's a dumb
man. You
must have
just got on. You must have just got on.
No, I didn't listen.
You just got on.
You said what if a woman breath stink? And don't
you
nobody
have been
tell
late
her breath
stink.
That's stupid. You should have been late using that comment. That was dumb.
You late to the comment. Come on with your comment.
He dwelled in it.
We talking about multiple year relationships, and you're talking about a breath stinking. But I don't on the why and how the why is the end all. The how don't even make no difference to me. You know what I mean? I don't care how
right.
I break up with somebody. The whole point is why we can break
it's
up
why.
Easy, and who cares how because it's over with. But the why is the,
right.
To me, that's the focal point of the whole scenario. You know what I mean? But
yeah,
that's it. You know, we can go on
yes,
back
indeed.
with the stinky breath comments.
At least I know you did end it with making some sense. So you made you end it with making some sense. So I can rock with you.
Right. So, yeah, that's basically what it comes down to for the kids. Like, I need to know why. And it's not like the call of stress. It's not that I'm trying to convince a person that don't want to be with me to
yes,
stay.
Yes, it is. Psychologically, you are. You just
no,
don't want it. That's
no.
cheap psychiatry.
No.
That's cheap psychiatry.
No.
Tell yourself that so
that's
you can feel
it.
Being.
No. No, that's not it. No, I'm saying that so the why, like the caller just said, the why is the most important because at the end of the day, how is like that's way down the line. That's second, third, that's way down the line how we break up. It's why, especially now I'm coming from a perspective where there's time invested. You know, you may have kids, you may have other things invested in, you know, things that have piled on to the relationship that are vital, that are important. And it's like we need to know why, because there may be something, because it's not all about the individual. No, listen, it's not all about the two particular individuals in relationships. It could be about the kids. It could be about business adventures. It could be about property. It could be about, you know, just other things that are bigger that we can work through this small problem. So we need to know why to see if possibly we can reconcile and work through it for
exactly,
a bigger picture.
Like I said.
It's
to
not
see
just
if
easy
you can stick
just
with
to
the,
just throw
stay in
it away and be like, oh,
like
I don't
I said,
care.
Just like I said, to see
right,
if you can stay in a relationship. That's all the why is about. To see if you can fix
hey,
the relationship. That's
so
all
why,
it's about.
So why, if so listen, let me just say this, and then I'm going to let Ryan answer, and then I'm done. So why, if it's to see, why? What's wrong with trying to reconcile a relationship where you have things invested, emotions, time, you know, so on and so forth? What's wrong with trying to figure out why so you can possibly try to fix those things? What's wrong with that?
Because life is too short. Area code 314-833. Caller, you on with Collective Minds Radio. Do you have a question or a comment?
I have a comment. This is what I want to say. You know, this
yes,
situation,
indeed.
You know, about why I understand because I know someone at this point right now is dealing with this same situation. And it ain't the fact. Because I don't want nobody that don't want me. That's for damn sure. Okay, so we gonna
that's
get that
fact.
Clear right
that's
now.
Agreed,
we good
agreed.
On that. Okay, we good on you don't want me. But I would like
right.
to know. And like Kevin said, I would like to know. But now maybe out in investment, that might be a different subject. If you married and out, that's something totally different. But if I've been invested a little time in somebody, the situation
that's
dealing with right now. And they done did this, that, and the other. And all of a sudden, you just bluntly stop calling me. I don't hear from you. And this ain't no youngsters. Now, these some older people. And you don't
right.
you don't call me. What's up? You
exactly.
can't call and me. Look,
he's telling you,
you know,
what's up.
I thought that I like you. It ain't
he
going that
talk.
Way.
Or
it ain't that way. What I'm going to do, I ain't going to kill myself. I'd rather say, hey, that's all. It's all good. Okay, I might be hurt a little bit because I didn't invest that little time, but I think it's a shame and a cowardly if a man is in a relationship or is trying to start or whatever the situation is, and they just walk
right.
away without saying anything.
Agreed.
That's just a cowardly situation.
Agreed.
Instead of you
that's
saying,
right.
look,
that's what I
this, said. That, and the other about you, you know, it might, it's going to hurt, okay? But I ain't going to care. We're going to move on. At least I know what it is, and just like the earlier caller said, maybe it's some stuff I might be able to work on, or maybe not. Maybe it's that
right,
situation
exactly.
just wasn't for
yeah,
you.
I
maybe
stay in,
people,
yeah, I just want to stay
so,
in the
So, yeah, I just think, to me, you shouldn't just walk away, and I don't think that it's like, ooh, I want you back because you don't want to, you know, because you done just walked away from me. No, I don't want nobody that don't
no.
want me. That person
yeah,
that I'm talking to
but
feels the
you
same
want,
way.
You, want
you don't
nobody,
want nobody that don't
tripping
want
tripping
you. So in that situation, I think you should know the why. So that's just my comment.
Right.
There you go.
Yes,
okay.
Thank you, Kyle.
So we got to wrap this thing up. We got to make it plain.
I think we got to wrap it up, but just last thing. I've been keeping tabs, and I think the wise have it. I'm done. Peace.
All right. All right,
okay.
let me say my spirit then. That's it, Brother Kev? Let me say my
piece. Yeah, that's
let
it.
Let me say my piece
that's
like
you
did.
You got it.
Let
go
me
ahead.
Say my piece. I've been doing the tally also. Out of the why, there was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 whys compared to 3 H's. 5 men, 3 women all said why. You had 3 women that said how. Now,
I do feel that this is somewhat related to gender, because I'm starting to see that some women have been hurt very badly by men who don't know how to treat them. And I think that's why these women who say how, I think they just have been hurt, and now they don't have emotions no more. They don't even want to feel that pain no more. So now they like, okay, you don't want to be here? Fine, I'm gone. We're gone. They don't want to deal with it. And I think that is because men have dogged women out so bad. Yeah, that's how I feel. And I think we do need to sit down, and we need to get this together and conflict resolute. Why we going to break up? Let it be known. Don't be scared to tell a person why.
That's
you
right.
You out, tell them why. And then you
That's
can say,
right.
and then you can discuss the how. Just saying
right.
why does not mean I'm going to beg you to stay. It don't
right,
mean that.
Exactly.
All the why
yes,
saying
indeed.
Is I want to talk to you about conflict resolution, know what's going on.
Right.
Maybe it's something simple that we could work out. Maybe it ain't. But at least
if
you or I say why we're leaving, at least we got an understanding on what it was. So like what Brother Kev said,
there you go.
When you're at the reunion down the road, people say, hey, why you and Jody ain't together no more? Hey, Jody said he won't be with me no more, he gay. Or Jody won't be with me no more because my breath stinks. I know the caller didn't like that, but hey, at least you know what's
right.
up. And you can fix
yeah.
it. Or like the other caller said, you can fix it or you could not fix it. But at least you know
That's
what.
Right. That's right. Facts.
And I pass it on.
Who cares? All this emotional talk about what to tell somebody, what somebody going to think, what you going to say, all that emotional stuff. And it has nothing to do with me. I'm speaking for myself. The relationships that I've been in, I've had pretty good relationships. So I still have good communication and dialogue, respectful dialogue with my exes. So that's because I understand how to deal with things on the proper way. And if a person decides to not be in a relationship with you, it's proper to let them do their thing. Like I said before, and I'm going to clear this up again, the how for me, like I already explained, is being upfront and being honest with the person. It's not whether or not you're going to say it in a mean way or how we're going to divvy this up and split this up. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking specifically about just being upfront and honest with a person about not wanting to be in the relationship with them anymore. That's what I mean when we're talking about the how on this topic. So that's for clarity. Secondly,
it is.
If
go ahead.
What?
Go ahead, Raj. I was just gonna say it is interesting that no men said how, but go ahead.
Well, it's not that interesting because it was just a few of you guys compared to all the men that's around town. I mean, and around the world. And I mean, that small number is not nothing. So that's still
yeah,
not enough. It's not enough.
Man, you revealing yourself
data.
More
it's,
and
it's
more.
It's not enough.
You
it's not enough data. But
vicious.
Like I
Cold
said,
party.
It's being able to come and be honest with a person and say, hey, then you can respect that person's decision. See, I hear a lot of people that's not wanting to respect other people's wishes and opinions because psychologically, you may not want to admit it, but psychologically, you want to try to fix the relationship. Because that's all the reason the why is going to do. Fix it. It's going to share information and light onto a problem so that way you can fix it.
Yeah,
but why would you fix it? Why would you
want
to fix something and the person don't want to be with you? The person don't want to be with you because, like I also said earlier, if they don't come to you and just say, hey, this is the problem, then that's fixing it. If they say, I want to leave, that's a whole nother situation. And I'm going to end it on that.
Mm.
So that's them in the spirit.
Mm.
And I want to say thank everybody for calling in and tuning in with us. Tune in with us next Sunday, 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. Peace.
Love.
somebody. Learn to love.
Stand on your square. We on the earth. We about to earn out. Tune in and turn it up to hear what we talking about. Whether it's old or a new point, call in with your viewpoint and add to our collective of colorful perspectives. The brothers, word to the mothers of the queens and the kings. We gon' get into some things, dig deep and going deeper. Waking up the sleeper. Who be been a peeper? Yeah, your boy done found a keeper. 2 weeks talking.
Like it. Like it.